Exercise 3. Speaker 1.
I ended up doing a photography course at the local college. Earlier in the year, I'd been made redundant, and I was at a bit of a loose end. So it was my birthday present to myself. I was a bit apprehensive about going along alone, but I'm an outgoing type, and there was a real mixed bag of us, from beginners to those who'd been doing it for years. For me, it was like a second childhood. In the first 6 weeks, I'd taken about 100 photographs. I've even exhibited some. Now it's not just a hobby. It's a totally compulsive activity for me.
Speaker 2.
I'd been having a bit of a rough time work-wise. I'd been sketching for years, so a friend suggested I should go on a fine arts course, which included mosaic making. Eventually, I booked myself onto one, but I was terrified I wouldn't be as good as everyone else. As it turned out, I needn't have worried because everyone worked at their own pace. Anyway, I produced this weird, abstract mosaic. It started out as a kind of nightmare scenario, very gloomy. Then I slowly added more colour, realising that the depressing thoughts that had originally bothered me enough to inspire the design no longer mattered to me so much. It finished up being rather like therapy.
Speaker 3.
I was getting over an operation and felt the need to be out and about. As luck would have it, I saw a paintballing centre advertised in the local newspaper. Just what I need, I thought. A nice bit of physical activity and fun at the weekends. Not that I was keen on sports, but I thought, why not? Well, I got so carried away with it all that I decided to try and get into the local team. Well, you've guessed it, I didn't exactly become a megastar overnight. But there's always next season. In the meantime, I'm starting to enjoy other kinds of sports, and I've become much more determined to win, too.
Speaker 4.
Now, there's no way I'm mechanically minded, but I decided I needed a little diversification in my life. I certainly didn't need an activity to take me away from a desk job. I'm a climbing instructor. But I happened to see an old Volkswagen Beetle advertised in the window of our local newsagents and decided to take a look at it. It was a bit of a wreck, but I bought it anyway. Well, you should have seen it when I'd finished working on it. Restored to its former glory, it's a real collector's piece. I think what I discovered from the experience was a completely different side of myself. A side I never even knew I had.
Speaker 5.
I've always been into music. I play the guitar and sing. I even worked as a DJ in Spain once. Well, one day I was babbling on about my workload when my brother suggested I recorded a CD. I thought he was mad, but I didn't want to upset him by saying so. Well, that was it. My first CD took me 18 months to record. I even wrote the songs myself. I suppose a professional singer would pick up on the flaws. Anyway, I sent it to a couple of record companies, never really thinking anyone would listen to it or that it would eventually make me as much money as it did. You could have knocked me down with a feather when one of them contacted me to say they were interested. It certainly inspired me to do some more recordings.